Hello and welcome to a very special episode of The Laydown. My name is Ryan and I'm so happy to be sharing this interview I did with the retro road tripper himself, Joshua Hirocek. Josh is a photographer and writer who has a series of gorgeous books of photography and history of New England. Today we're chatting about Retro Road Trip New Hampshire, Portsmouth, Dover, and a couple of side trips, which is currently on our shelves at Gibson's Bookstore. Josh and I had so much fun chatting about what a special place New England is, and I loved hearing his stories of photographing this beautiful area. Without further ado, please enjoy my interview with Josh Hirocek. Josh Hirocek, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, but I got to tell you, Ryan, it's a little intimidating coming on your podcast. I listen, and I apologize because I forget the young man's name. You had a guest. He was 11. He wrote a book about... getting orangutans off the
endangered list. Saving them, okay. Saving the orangutans.
I listened to that. So this young man is 11.
Yeah.
He's written a book about saving the orangutans. I'm listening to this and I'm going, what was I doing when I was 11? Near as I could figure, I was trying to figure out how to tie my shoes.
So, right?
So, and again, I apologize, I forget his name, but, you know, big ups to him for raising the bar.
What an amazing kid.
Yeah, so good for him.
He was, I was sitting there that whole interview like, I want to be you when I grow up. Like, how do I retroactively become you?
So I only hope that this one gets even close to his. So.
Wonderful. Well, you have written a few books. We're going to talk about your newest one because it's all about New Hampshire. But you do these retro road trips. Tell us a little bit about your road tripping books.
Well, I would love to tell you that this whole book series, the Retro Road Trip book series, was part of a cutting plan that I had to become an author. But in fact, this whole enterprise actually started with my Instagram account that I started posting pictures of New England to convince my cousins from New Jersey to come visit me.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, and that was it. And one day, out of nowhere, I got a call from my friend and colleague, Geraldine Aikman, who is the book designer. Mm-hmm. And she called me up and she says, I want to do a book of your photographs. To which, of course, I replied, you're kidding. And then, Now, this is the Retro Road Trip series is very much a team effort. I get to do the fun stuff. I drive around. I take pictures. I get to talk on fabulous podcasts like the Laydown podcast here. And my Geraldine takes a totally disorganized group of photographs and puts them into a really nice package that people really seem to like.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make sure that Geraldine gets the credit.
Shout out to Geraldine.
Geraldine gets the credit she deserves, which in my opinion is, you know, most of it. Anybody who knows me will tell you I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. And it took me a while to realize that New England is a very special place.
Mm.
You know, and because I grew up in Southern Maine, traveled to New Hampshire, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So I don't think much about it.
Right.
Or I didn't think much about it.
Right.
And then as I started posting pictures, I say, you know, this is something really unique and special. And but again, takes a little while to penetrate the cranium here. And so when Geraldine said, I want to do a book of your photographs, you know, up after the amazement wore off, we put together our first retro road trip book, which is called Kittery to Portland and a couple of side trips. After that, we put out a Christmas book called Winter in Southern Maine and a Bit of New Hampshire. This book that you have now is Retro Road Trip New Hampshire, Portsmouth, Dover, and a couple of side trips. We have since put out a book about the Seashore Trolley Museum in Kennebunkport, Maine, which is the largest collection of public transportation vehicles in the world.
Wow.
Which I was not aware of.
Yeah,
until
that's super cool.
Yeah. And then we just had our fifth book come out, which was a brilliant idea, so you know it wasn't mine. It was Geraldine's. We took our first book, the Kittery to Portland book, we made it a little smaller and took out some of the writing that I did. And we called it, and I got to take credit for it, we called it the Mini-Me edition.
Aw, cute.
But Retro Road Trip, New Hampshire, Portsmouth, and Dover, and a couple of side trips is what we've got going on right now.
I love it. Yeah. How do you pick the spots that you're going to photograph?
Well, you know, it's funny because there are some times where I will take a day, and usually it's a Sunday, that I will go to a city. Because generally on Sundays, I'll have them to myself, especially in the summer, all to myself. And Dover in particular, I took a Sunday in May, and I parked the car, and I just started walking. And 4 hours later, you know, my camera battery was dead, and I went home. So sometimes that's what happens. In Portsmouth, which is another fantastic town, very much like Concord, sometimes I'll go there for something, and, you know, I'm only going to be there for half an hour, and 4 hours later, I'm just snapping pictures because it's just so unique, the architecture, the history. And this is what I found of, you know, all of New Hampshire. You know, and it's just, you know, from before the Revolutionary War to, you know, the 50s and now everything that's current, there's just so much there. And so sometimes it's a very deliberate process, but a lot of times the best pictures I've gotten is because I got lost.
Yep.
You know, and I'm just like, oh, wow, look at that.
I used to love doing that when I first got my driver's license. I used to get lost on purpose to, like, you know, see if I could find my way home, but also, like, discover all these new places that I had never been.
Yeah, and it's neat because now when I get lost, I don't get upset.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'm lost. That's great. You know, what am I going to find? So it's kind of neat.
Yeah. Have you ever been out and discovered a really cool place, but you didn't have your camera on you?
Yeah, and that's painful, and, you know, hopefully it never, ever happens again, but there are, you know, like I said, there are some times where I feel like I should just, you know, plant the camera on my hat and just fire, you know, just have it fire away, because, you know, every place you turn around here, I mean, we were just talking about Main Street Concord.
Yes.
I mean, it's so fantastic, you know, and there's a little bit of everything, and it's so cool, and, you know, it's just,
you know. Just constant, everywhere you look. Yeah. Especially this time of year, we've got the foliage, so we've got all the leaf peepers coming out. Yeah. Do you have, like, a favorite spot in New Hampshire to capture, like, fall foliage?
Or in
New England, because Maine is also gorgeous for foliage.
There's, you know, there's nothing to, you know, they're both equally fantastic. And what's... I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and when you were kind enough to say I could come on this podcast, I was very excited for several reasons, one of them being the trip on Route 4 from Durham to Concord. And, you know, some of it is, you know, Antique Alley, which, of course, is great, and, you know, I could spend a lot of money there if I stopped. And then there's the foliage, and then there's everybody with their Halloween decorations.
Yeah,
you know, so that's, you know, that's a cool ride.
Yeah,
you know? And that's one that I, you know, and I will take that. I don't need an excuse, but if I get one, it's like, oh, good, I'm going to take that ride on Route 4 up here to Concord.
Yeah, it's such a great time of year. I love. I drive down 89 to get to work, and it's just it's basically a deserted highway with nothing but trees.
Right,
it's amazing.
Right. And the colors are stunning.
Incredible.
You know, you just, you're like, you know, it's pretty amazing.
And we're having a really good fall this year. Like, the grass is still green, but the trees are turning. It hasn't snowed yet.
And it's comfortable outside.
It's not too cold.
It's not silly hot. You know, I've my cousins from New Jersey, I got them to come up here 2 weeks ago.
Excellent.
I say I got up to. They came to visit my dad and mom. So, but I'm going to take
some credit.
I'm going to take some points. And I say, you know, this is a great time to come, and you're going to. And they were, you know, they just thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
I love it. Do you have any fun, like, stories from the road, from your adventures photographing New Hampshire and Maine?
Okay. The day I realized that this photography thing had gotten a little out of hand was one of the first weeks in December 2 years ago. And I got a text from my boss at 6 in the morning. We start pretty early where I work. And he said, "The snow and ice is more than I expected. We're not going to work today. So just enjoy your day off." My boss is a good guy.
Yes.
Now, most normal people would have turned over and gone back to sleep, or, you know, turned on the TV and made hot chocolate or something else. I put on 3 layers of clothes, and I went to Marginal Way in Ogunquit.
Okay.
Now, have you ever been to Marginal
Way? I've been to Ogunquit. I don't think I've been to Marginal Way.
Marginal Way is a walk that on one side is the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, okay.
And on the other side are fabulous houses.
Wonderful.
And this is December, and it's a snow and ice storm, and I'm walking on Marginal Way because I know the waves are going to be big. And,
yeah.
And it was, but I froze most of my extremities off.
Oh, no.
And I said to myself, "There's something wrong with you, Josh. Yo, this has gotten out of hand, and, you know, you better accept that." So that was the day that I said, okay, this photography thing has gotten out of hand. And fortunately, Geraldine is, you know,
yeah.
So, you know, she's been able to help me, you know, justify losing the feeling in the fingertips and toes. There's nobody out there because they're all more intelligent
right.
than I am. But it was, it was just jaw-droppingly
amazing. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
It must have been incredible.
So that's the one where I remember, yeah, something's going on here.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't know if it's right or not, but that's how I'm going to play it.
Well, I always find when I have my camera out, I get very, and I imagine this is something that just goes away over time, but you can let me know. I get very self-conscious when I notice that people are watching me take pictures, and I'm always like, "I'm not photographing you, I promise. I'm just the trees and the..."
It doesn't go away.
Oh, no.
No, it doesn't, because I have been, and I had a very brief career as a cinema major in college.
Okay.
And the one thing I learned, or at least the one thing I remember, was angles.
Yes.
Getting down low, getting up high. Not just taking it from chest view.
For sure.
And so my knees have hurt lately because I get down.
Yep.
And I get down when it's wet. I get down when it's muddy. And, and so if anybody sees me in a prone position, I'm like, "Don't mind me, I'm fine. Nothing to see here." So that's, again, why I like to go, when it's 100 degrees, I go to a city.
Right.
Because I got the place to myself.
Yep.
When it's -5 degrees, I'm at the beach.
Yep.
And, again, this is not normal or... perhaps not healthy, but it's just, there's generally not many people around. And if they are, they're just in as bad shape as I've been. So, kind of bond that way.
Oh, that's a riot.
Yeah.
So you do some research along with your photographs. The books have some histories in them. Is there a favorite fact that you've learned about any of the places?
A favorite fact. In the New Hampshire book, mm-hmm. Portsmouth and Dover, we take a side trip to Fuller Gardens in mm-hmm. Northampton. The gentleman, Mr. Fuller, was an early adopter of the automobile, and at one point was the largest automotive dealer in the country in the 1920s, back in the day. And he is the gentleman who invented the Washington sale. Was it Washington's Day sale for automobiles?
Wow.
And that is Mr. Fuller of Fuller Gardens, which is another place in Northampton, New Hampshire, that you know, everyone should put on their list. It's a recreation of an English walking garden. They're open from May to October, and it is a block away from the Atlantic Ocean, Route 1A in Northampton.
Okay.
So there's that lovely, and you go one block in, and suddenly you think you're in England.
Wow.
In the 1800s or something.
Oh, man.
And the roses and the orchards and the greenhouse, and they have a Japanese garden, and it is just, it really is, it's beautiful, it's relaxing.
Mm.
It's one of those, you know, one of the many special places that we have here in New England and New Hampshire.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, that was a cool, you know, when I found that out, I'm like, now that's neat.
Yeah.
Washington Day Sale.
That is really cool.
With an English walking garden.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so what is next? Are you working on another installment?
Yes. We are hoping, Geraldine and I, are working on one called Retro Road Trip Cars.
Ooh.
And Other Cool Transportation. And just because of the traveling and hopping in the car, you see a lot of cars and you see funny license plates.
Yes.
In Arundel, Maine, is the Maine Classic Car Museum, which has been open for a little while. They have a Tucker automobile, and there's only maybe two dozen, whatever the number is, there's not a lot in the world. They have one of them.
Wow.
And that's only one of the amazing cars that they have at the Maine Classic Car Museum in Arundel. So, and the other thing that's cool about it is it's not a car behind a red velvet. You know, the cars are a place where you can go around, you can look in.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And I, of course, am terribly nervous that I'm going to scuff something or you know, spill my drink on it or something, but it's a really, that's a cool place. So we're going to hopefully have that out for the Christmas season because we think it would make a great Christmas gift.
Yes.
I can't help myself.
Yes. No, absolutely.
I can't.
We love coffee table books. Mm-hmm. This is exactly the type of book that when my college roommate, she moved to Los Angeles for a few years after college, and I was always sending her things like this
to be like,
it's reminding you of home.
Yeah. Look at the lovely foliage.
Look at the foliage. Come home.
What do you got over there? Oh, yeah, you don't get that over there.
Yeah, right, you got the Hollywood sign, but we have this.
This, and we get four seasons.
I love coffee table books. I love photography books, and, I mean, New England is just the most beautiful place.
It is a special place. I had a friend who was Greek, and she had been all over the world. She grew up in Greece. She had lived in Spain, in England, in Abu Dhabi, in Italy. You know, and when I met her, she was living in Maine.
Huh.
And you know, because she was, you know, the circumstances were, and she was, and she was great because she talked like Zsa Zsa Gabor. Josh, darling, it's so fabulous to see you. I'm so glad you're here, Josh, darling. Her name was Tula. She was a very good friend of mine. And I said, yo, Tula, you know, you've been all over the world. She goes, I am so sorry it took me so long to find New England.
Wow.
It's so beautiful here. Now, that blew my mind.
Yeah.
You know, this is a person who literally had lived all over the world.
Yeah.
And one of her husbands, she had been married several times, I was visiting her, and she had a Architectural Digest from 1967 on her, and I'm like, what's going on? She goes, oh, that's my house.
Like, oh, my God.
Wait. So her husband was an architect in California, built their house that was on the cover of Architectural Digest in 1967. And so she's telling me that she loves New England.
Oh, man.
And that is something that has stuck with me for a long time.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So when I go around, I say, hey, yo, this is a special place. I got you don't have to listen to me. I got street cred with someone who's been all over the world. So
that is amazing. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that was when she said that, and she told me that know, 25 years ago.
Wow.
And it just stuck with me. So.
Ugh, I love it. Yeah. I love New England. I also, it's like, because I grew up here, I didn't really appreciate it until I was older, and I was like, oh, you know what? This place is pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the old joke about you don't take advantage of it until somebody comes from out of town.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, let's do this. And it's fun. And
you see it with new eyes.
Right. Yeah. And something that I had started doing several years ago was I'm going to be a tourist.
Mm.
And I'm going to be a tourist in my city.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to go to Concord. Or I'm going to go to Portland, Maine. Or Portsmouth. And I'm just going to be a tourist for the day.
Mm.
And when you do it like that, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, again, you start to appreciate that this is a special place where we get to be every day.
Yeah.
So, that's neat.
It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, tell us about your Instagram feud with your brother.
Oh, so you've been doing some research. Nicely. Well played. So, my brother's name is Noah St. John. He changed his name because he moved to California to be an actor. And I think it's a law, a California law, that when you move to California to be an actor, you got to change your name. Just because his last name had no vowels. Sure. Didn't have anything to do with it. Anyway, so his name is Noah St. John. And so I started my Instagram thing 3 or 4 years ago, again, with the intention of trying to convince my cousins to come visit me.
Mm-hmm.
And one New Year's Day, and there was no alcohol involved. I want that specified. I just want everybody to know, don't do it like this. Don't make decisions under the influence. But there was nothing. This was in the morning. I had tea. And I said, you know what? I'm going to set a goal to get more Instagram followers than my brother. I neglected to look at how many followers he had, unfortunately, when I made this goal. Not always written out. There's a lot of self-help books here that gives you books. And one of the things I say, set goals. Write them down. Boom, right? I remember that. So I set this goal. So at the time, I had 147 followers. And then I fired up Noah St. John, and he had 42,500.
Oh,
now,
God.
In my defense, he has written over a dozen books.
Okay.
He is a motivational speaker that has been all over the world
giving
talks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and he started before I did. So, anyway. So I looked at this and I said, okay, this may take a little longer than I anticipated, but, you know, it's kept me motivated. And I'm pleased to say that as of yesterday, I've got 2,002 followers, and he stayed at 42.5. So I'm coming for you, Noah.
You're gaining on
him. He is shaking in his boots because I am clawing away at that. Anyway.
And for our followers, what is your Instagram handle so they can go follow you?
Thank you. I am Retro Road Tripper 65.
Perfect.
Also, and any help you could give in this cause would be most appreciated by me, considering it was a little bit ambitious and perhaps not the brightest of moves.
You get anything if you finally beat him, other than bragging, right?
You know what? I don't even think he knows anything about it. You know, because he doesn't care. He's like, I got 42.5. I don't. You know, I think I may have mentioned it to him once, and he's like, yeah, whatever.
In typical brother fashion.
Yeah, yeah. And so now it's just a thing, you know. When the day comes that I get one more follower than him, I don't know. I'll have a party. I'll give away books. I don't know. There's going to be something for everyone. So all your help will be very much appreciated.
I love it.
Thank you.
Amazing. Well, Josh, thank you so much for being here. This was delightful.
Thank you. And thank you, Gibson's, for having, and perhaps I'm a little biased, but in my opinion, this is the greatest bookstore ever.
Aww.
I mean, you know, it wasn't a coincidence that I showed up an hour early because I'm like, oh, you have books.
Mm-hmm.
You have a cafe now that's back open after. You have games.
Yes.
You have fun stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, and you're here.
Yeah.
And you're here, and it's you know, it's just a fun place to go.
It is.
So thank you for that. Of course, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right, thank you. Thanks again to Josh Hirochek for chatting with me. Retro Road Trip, New Hampshire, Portsmouth, Dover, and a couple of side trips is available now, and I'll put the link in the show notes. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll know when we upload our next episode, and consider leaving us a nice review. Until next time, we'll see you in the stacks. Bye!